Well, folks, we have arrived in the Russian River area, and we're going to be staying here for the next couple of weeks, and we are at the Applewood Inn and Restaurant, and I'm very lucky to be joined by Carlos Pipa. We are at the Applewood Inn, and we're going to be checking in and relaxing here for a couple of days, and we are going to be talking to the chefs, and we have quite a few wines that we have to share with chefs, and we're going to do some great food and wine pairings. Carlos, it's great to be with you, sir. Tell us about the inn here. You've been here for 4 years. What a great spot, and what a great destination for folks.
Welcome to Applewood, Doc. Applewood is a boutique wine country inn with 19 rooms, a restaurant that seats 72 people, and a small luxury spa. I bought the inn 4 years ago, as you mentioned, and I have had a ball. It's a beautiful area, and most of my guests love it.
Indeed, and I can see why. They just come, and this is a destination. You really don't need to do anything but go out and wine tasting during the day, maybe enjoy the spa. And I love this time of year, Carlos.
Tonight you will stay in Michelangelo. It's one of the Toscan suites. It has a Tempur-Pedic king-size bed, a fireplace, a fire pit, and a balcony. So it's really a plush room with a jacuzzi tub for two. So it's also a romantic room.
Well, that's beautiful, and we will enjoy the inn here. And the surrounding area is so great. There's a lot of small wineries, and really the Sonoma Coast has come to the forefront all around the world now, and people are really raving about the Pinot Noirs and the Chardonnays.
There are 19 rooms. There are 9 rooms in the original house, which is a Sonoma landmark. It was built in 1922 in the Mission Revival style. The former owners of Applewood expanded the property with 3 additional buildings. In 1999, we added the Piccola Casa to resemble the old villa. And then in 1999, they added what we call now Casa di Campo, where the spa and your room for tonight is located, and also the restaurant.
Folks, if this doesn't intrigue you, then look on their website.
The majority of our guests, which are couples, do a side-by-side massage, and we offer a headstone and the deep tissue or a Swedish massage. And it has been one of the most successful additions because it is the thing that you have to do when you are in a romantic trip to Applewood.
So we are now going to enjoy and introduce you to a few of the local winemakers, and then we will introduce you to the great chefs here at the Applewood Restaurant. Carlos, thank you very much for joining us here. We'll meet up with you later for a couple glasses of wine. Cheers.
Terrific, Doug. I'm looking forward to those glasses of wine.
Well, folks, it's a beautiful day here in Russian River, and we're going to head down into the Russian River area. And, folks, I'm going to be discovering some new wineries here, and actually this is old turf for me, but this is going to be a very new experience for me. We are at Russian River Vineyards, and Giovanni Ballastari here has come here, and I'm getting plenty of great wines here and a great stop here because a restaurant also here. Corks is here also. I have many nights I spent here. This is a beautiful spot here in Russian River. Tell us about the winery and a little bit of your history and the restaurant.
Perfect. We purchased the place in 2008 in October. Everything was shut down at the time. We opened the restaurant in January of 2009, named it Corks, and we pretty much hired our first chef and went on from there. I come from a farming background, nothing to do with the restaurant business, so we learned as we went.
This is a unique property here, and this is a perfect spot, and the Sonoma Coast has really come to the forefront here, and really exciting wines, and that is our first wine, the 2013 Sonoma Coast Chardonnay sitting in front of us here. Tell us about this wine and the fruit source.
Yes, so this wine, this is the second wine that I've ever made. This is my first year as head winemaker at Russian River Vineyards. I've been assisting Anthony Austin for the last 5 years and known him since 2004. We've been making wine together ever since then. So he turned me on to this vineyard back in 2010. We received fruit from the grower then. 2011 was a rough crop, didn't have very much of it. 2012, he sold to another fella. In 2013, we finally got our hands back on the fruit. Beautiful vineyard out on Chelena Valley Road in Petaluma. Sonoma Coast, it's really cool nights, windy, but nice warm days. It gives it a real clean, crisp acid, real bright fruit. To me, it's what the wine tastes like in the vineyard. Those grapes, it showcases what the wine is in the glass right now.
That's a perfect scenario, really, for Chardonnay, because if you're walking down a row and you take a couple grapes off, they are tasty, and the sugar's there, and the acid's there, and then all of a sudden, if you can convert that into the bottle, you have a winner.
Yep, and so what we did with this one, it's 100% stainless steel. It sees no oak. All the fermentation is done in tank. We picked it around October 10th. and we bottle it January 23rd.
Great vintage here, folks. We're going to pop the cork on this, and it's time for some great Chardonnay. And Chef is thinking about a dish to go with this. You're not hungry, are you?
I'm always hungry. Great wine and great food.
Well, folks, we have traveled, and we are in the Russian River area this week and next week, and we are having an amazing time here. We've just checked into Applewood Inn and Restaurant, and I'm with Chef Shelley here. And how do you say that last name, Shelley?
It's pronounced Cerniant.
Number of courses we're going to be doing here, and I have a beautiful Russian River Chardonnay. And what are you going to pair up with that? First of all, let's tell folks about the restaurant a little bit. This is a beautiful and very unique spot.
Well, we try to focus on California cuisine with a little bit of a Mediterranean French twist to it. We also like to sprinkle in a little bit of Asian flair here and there.
I like that. With some of the wines that come out of this region, I think we are in for a treat here with each course we do. In this first course, we have this beautiful Chardonnay. I'll drink, and you tell us about it.
Sounds great. This chard would go great with our smoked potato soup. Just the oaky tones in that Chardonnay just complement the sweetness of the potatoes and the delightful light smoke flavor of the potatoes.
Great place to start. And is this a dish you bring out quite often? And I assume that you have a number of dishes that just rotate through the different courses.
Yeah, there are quite a few different dishes that we just rotate through based on the seasons. Right now, my co-chef, Ty, knows a local potato farmer who grows various types of local potatoes. One kind is this binchi potato, which is the kind that we smoke for our potato soup. And we do all of that right here. We have a smoker right in the back of the parking lot, and I actually have potatoes smoking as we speak. You could smell it smoking.
We're going to enjoy this dish, folks. We have many more dishes to follow here, but we're going to now tell you about another great wine from the great Russian River area.